How easy would it be for you or me to make a day in my life video that looked nothing like our actual day in our life?
Everything that you see online to some extent is curated.
What are you doing that's bringing you joy?
Find what makes you feel motivated.
There's always someone else who's going to be comparing themselves to your achievements.
Figure out what is your reality. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi. Today I have a very special guest coming on, and we're talking about a very important conversation. The theme of today's episode is going to be all around the famous quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy," and I am bringing on a very special guest, the Blemish Queen, Miss Nicole. If you guys don't know her on social media, she's very like raw and authentic and posts very real content. A lot of stuff regarding comparison, especially in the beauty space, comparing your skin. She's talked a lot about her struggles with acne and acne scarring and finding beauty in the beauty space when all of these standards are lingering around. I've actually had her on the podcast before where we talked about more in depth on just like acne journeys in general, but I wanted to bring her on for this conversation because I think comparison comes in all aspects of our lives, career, self-image, family life, what you're gonna do, hobbies, how to be happy. Like literally every single portion of our lives is driven by comparison and constantly looking at not only the people around us, but now it's been magnified with social media. So I wanted to get a lot about this topic and I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get right on into it. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I have a guest that's been on before, a reoccurring guest. Miss Nicole, the Blemish Queen.
So glad to be back again. Love that our conversations will now be recorded so people can take a look inside of
Yes,
our brains.
exactly. No, me and Nicole talk all the time, and I feel like a bunch of our conversations, I'm like, we should just record this, put it out there, because I think a lot of the conversations we have, it's like normal conversations that so many of us feel and go through. And it's just, yeah, I've talked a lot about like an episode I did individually a few weeks ago. I talked a lot about like being in your 20s and navigating that. I know we have had some conversations around that. And yeah, I think the biggest thing is like with this age of social media, people talk a lot about like, don't compare yourself. Don't compare yourself to others online. But I think the bigger question is like, okay, but one, how and why do I keep doing it? And I think, breaking down that conversation of it's a normal feeling to compare yourself. Like, there's nothing wrong with you if you're comparing yourself. I think it's a very human nature thing to do. It's just like amplified because we were never really meant as human beings to be comparing ourselves to thousands of people online. It's like, okay, you compare yourself to like maybe your friends, your family, but now it's like exponential with social media. And then also with, within your life too, that can be hard, like projected from friends or family and all of that. First off, it's normal to feel that. And I think even as us, like, we'd go online and tell you guys, like, don't compare yourself, this is normal and stuff. But I know for myself, I still find myself comparing myself lots, not only on social media, but also in real life.
And I think it's so ingrained into who we are as people to compare. Just like thinking back to when you are an infant, your parents are comparing you to the developmental milestones of this, bigger demographic. From birth, you are compared. Okay, where do you fall on this chart based off of your height and your weight and your size? Everything is compared to this like base normal. And something that we've learned is that like that base normal isn't really normal, and that just continues to evolve. Talking about developmental milestones, BMI, which is like so outdated, all of these concepts that we're supposed to compare ourselves to. And we look at social media, right? And we're doing it all over again. These unrealistic, unattainable, maybe outdated standards of like, okay, well, I need to have flawless skin. I need to be poreless. I need to not have texture or scars. My lips need to be bigger. My butt needs to be bigger. Everything needs to be better. And it's just like ingrained in who we are. I think that we're taught from when we're really young. You go into sports, you're competitive. Well, you need to be faster than this person. You need to be slimmer than this person. You need to weigh less in order to get, into this competition. You need to be this certain height and weight. It's just like, how society has taught us to be. And you're so right. Now we have the internet, and it started out as just, okay, well, you compare yourself to those around you, but now we're comparing ourselves to the world on a platform where it's hand selected what you see, but our brains don't really care to know the difference. They can't pinpoint the difference. We see what we see, and that's what we compare ourselves to.
Totally. And I think it's like, I feel like when you are someone who works on social media and is on the creator side, you maybe watch videos with a bit of a different perspective because you know, like this person set their camera up to film this. You know, they were able to edit this video in the way that they want you to perceive it. But I think when you're someone who doesn't ever make content, you're gonna view those videos very, very differently, especially when it's a video trying to show, like, for example, a day in the life video. You know, no one's gonna film a day in their life on a day where they're just sitting on the couch all day, because why would they film that? There's nothing that's gonna be interesting about that video, right? At the end of the day, like, content creators are making entertainment for you to watch. So they're gonna film a day in their life on their busiest, most packed, exciting day where they're doing like all this exciting stuff. And you're gonna be watching that video on a day where you're just like maybe slumming it on the couch and be like, oh, well, I don't have that much going on.
I don't wake up at 5 a.m. and go get a quick pump in, like.
Yeah, and like that might be some of their days, sure, but it might not be their every day, you know? And even if it is their every day, they're living a life that's different from you. And maybe like that's just what makes them happiest to do like that routine, but you don't have to force yourself into a routine that doesn't, you know, bring you joy. Like some people are more morning people, some people are, you know, more night owls, and that's okay. But I think we go online, we try to like fit ourselves into what everyone else is doing. Like, for example, myself, I always felt like, well, everyone else is like journaling every day, I should journal. I cannot, like, that's just not for me. Honestly, it brings me more stress than anything. My
Agreed.
journal is like this. Like, I can like have a conversation, call up a friend. How many times have I like called you and been like, hey, this is what I'm feeling, like, and we just talk through it. Like, that to me is my like journaling. But because online I see all these people, they're like, yeah, I write 5 minutes in my journal every morning. Like, that would be so stressful for me. So you have to take all these things and really think, like, would I be doing this just to fit this standard, or will I be doing this like, oh, I think this could actually add to my daily routine and make me happy.
Yes, you need to be realistic with yourself. And I think that it is so hard to do that because, like we've said, you see these people online, they show you the best parts of their life, these routines where, they're going to the spas and they're spending all this money, or they're waking up and they just look perfect when they wake up, unshed with me in the morning. And I'm going to go sit in my sauna and go get my nails done and drink this really complicated smoothie. And sure, I would like to live my life like that sometimes. I think that would be so amazing if I could afford to live that lifestyle, if I could attain that, if maybe in a different world, if that's the life that I went down. But then you also have to like be realistic for yourself. Truthfully, do I really want to sit there and make a smoothie? No. I would be miserable if I had to juice something. I would be miserable if I had to juice something. Do I really, like you said, do I really want to sit there and journal? Like, would that actually bring me joy, or do I just want to do it because other people are doing it? I would hate that. I would actually hate journaling. I've tried journaling and I hate it. You have to be realistic with what works best for you. And it's so hard because influencers and content creators, not all of them, but a lot of them are shoving these ideas down your throat that this is how you should live. This is the best way to live. Look at how good my life is. It's so great. Look at how good it all looks. But is that really what would work best for you? And also, is that really what works best for them? How many of them show you these little clips of them making these things and then they throw it in the trash? They don't even eat the food. They don't even have the drink. They go return the clothes. How many stories are we hearing of influencers that go and do these big, oh, I'm going to spend all this money and gift all these clothes, and then the donations are back in the shopping cart, sitting to be returned in the Walmart, back area all the time? Like, you cannot believe everything that you see on the internet. You need to take time to think about, well, how can I make this work for me? If I want to live the best version of my life, what would that look like for me?
That's such a good point. I think even just recently with TikTok, you know, going away for 12 hours, the amount of influencers that came on and be like, I actually never drank, or one of the drinks I would make, I never did one of the workouts I would show you guys,
I
like,
didn't even eat the fruity ice cubes that I would make for my videos, or I would wipe off the makeup after I did a million pumps.
yeah, like that goes to show you right there, you know, like things are curated and you have to take what benefits you from it. And I think, okay, first off, how easy would it be for you or me to make a day in my life video that looked nothing like our actual day in our life?
I could do it right now. Do you know
So
how easy that
easy.
would be? And I mean, look at this video right now. We're showing a very particular scene. Not that I'm intending to do it, but
Yeah.
I move and there's all this garbage behind me. I pull down the sleeves of my sweater and you can see all my body acne. You know, I take my hair out. It's still sandy from the beach because guess what? I didn't wash it yesterday after I came home from the beach. I decided I didn't want to wash my hair. Like, even when you're being transparent and honest, like people like us, the truth is you just don't naturally show every little
No.
thing. You are only seeing a snippet of the reality.
Exactly. Like even before we got on this, like I have my set that I film behind. Like I cleaned this up because like yesterday I did my makeup, so there was like makeup out of my vanity. I cleaned it up right before I got on the camera with you. And it's still real. Like it's, you know, I'm not like it's not a green screen or anything. And even if it was, like I'm recording a podcast, that's something that you're filming. Like there's creative art to that. And again, like content creators are here to provide that entertainment in different capacities. I think a great exercise to even do is okay, even if you're not a creator, if you were to film a video, you know, of your outfit of the day or something, would you not like clean up the space around you quickly or like position the phone so that it's getting you at a good angle? Like we all do that because we're trying to present the best image of ourselves. Same with like a job interview, you know, you always go your best dress at a job interview because you're trying to present a certain image. You're not gonna go in like your favorite pajamas that you wear 99% of the time at home. You know, like that, it's
Yeah.
the exact same thing when presenting online. And I think not only with beauty standards, but it's so easy to compare. Like I do it all the time too, of just, oh, well, this person is doing this, you know, and they're at this point in their life. And I think even like age gets to me all the time. Well, this person achieved this by this age. I'm not achieving this till this age, you know? And like you said, we've been doing that since we were infants of, oh, well, my kid walked at this age, my kid talked at this age. Like it's ingrained in us to have that, you know, mentality and kind of have everything like figured out, but that doesn't really exist.
Yeah, everything that you see online to some extent is curated. You know, you're sitting there and editing out the video. You know, you're picking what parts of it you're going to put in. It doesn't mean, like you said, it doesn't mean that you're being disingenuous or fake, but
Yeah.
it's just naturally there's certain things that you don't show. I'm not going to show you my bare butt on the internet. That's just me personally. If I'm recording a video of my outfit, I'm going to cut those parts out. You know, I'm
Yeah.
not going to do a day in my life and show you when I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's not me. You're not going to see all of that. I might not show you me taking out the trash or having to clean up my cat litter. You know, I'm not going to show you necessarily when I'm having a mental breakdown over a book that I'm reading and I'm super
Right.
emotional and depressed, you know? Like I'm not going to take you to work with me because I can't. I work with kids all day. I can't show you what those kids look like or, you know, the hardships that I go through at work where,
Yeah.
you know, in my case, I have kids spitting on me or kicking me and hitting me. I can't show you my other job where I'm working with kids in foster care because the legalities of it and confidentiality, like
Totally.
there are certain things that you just can't, you can't see.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's
Yeah.
okay.
I think that brings up a good point too, is like if someone were to see one of your videos online, they wouldn't know all these other parts of you and what goes into your day. And I think that also comes into play. Like it's so easy to make like an opinion of someone online. Like I always get comments from people that are like, oh, like, okay, all you do in your day is like post videos, where in the background, like I was working through a degree. Like in the background, you're working all these other jobs. Like it's, you cannot look at someone's like one, because I've filmed day in the life videos where, you know, I don't have school that day or I don't have to study that day. So like that's just not included in that day. And therefore people make the assumption that that is my everyday routine. That is like my whole life. And it's just,
Yeah.
it's not, because sometimes we like, one, we can't show certain parts of our lives. And two, like, it's just not something we care to show because there's like multiple parts of our lives that we're looking to portray. And I think especially in this day and age, it's so different because I know like growing up when I started on YouTube, I was 13 and I would go to school and just get made fun of it for it. Like people being
Yeah.
like, oh, like, did you see Lavinia? Like she's trying to post these videos online, blah, blah, blah. Now everyone's like trying to become a content creator, which nothing wrong with it. But I think there's so much comparison in that as well of like, oh, I have this many views, I have this many followers, like and it, because it's so like numbers. It's so easy
Yeah.
to compare in that rather than like, okay, what value are you getting out of the content? What value is it bringing to you to make these videos? You know, like with this podcast, I felt myself getting into that comparison game and thinking, well, you know, I'm not getting like the numbers some of these other podcasts like that are in the same niche are. But then I had to really think to myself, like, okay, who am I doing this podcast for? And
Yeah.
what value am I getting out of these conversations? And that's like what should keep me going, not just the external factor.
Exactly. Like, what is your mentality going into it? When I started social media, and I used to get asked a lot, like, How do I become a content creator? How do I become a content creator? And I would tell people, I started my social media with the hope of impacting just one person's life. It was
Exactly.
never about the numbers. And sure, there are people that go into it being all about the numbers and just wanting to get big and famous, and they do and they hit it, and that's great. But I think those of us that go in with this mentality of wanting to make a difference, wanting to improve someone's life, wanting to leave something behind, I think that those are the most impactful content creators. You see people online get so frustrated when people get famous and they're really not providing anything to their follower base. It's just like they look good, you know? And there's nothing wrong with looking good, but they get mad that it's like, well, all you do is put on makeup or lip sync or dance or whatever. And it's like, well, you made these people famous. Also, take the time to think about, why are these people so popular? Where are they getting all
Yep.
these views from? We choose who holds popularity, you know, to some degree on the internet, right? So if that's not the kind of content that you want to see, if those are not the sort of people that you want to give space and opportunity to, then stop giving them space and opportunity to fill your content page, like fill your social media up with people that inspire you, that motivate you, that you want to compare yourself to in a positive light, to make yourself better, the best version of yourself, but not the best version of them. You know, like surround yourself with what makes you feel good, not what makes you feel bad.
Totally. And I think we can get into this little bit of like, this space with ourselves. Like, how many of us go online and, I've had comments of people who comment on all my videos just how much they hate me. And it's like they're hate watchers. They're only coming to my page to like enrage themselves. And I really don't fully understand it because it's like, why are you coming to my page if it just makes you upset? But I think it's again one of those like innate things within us that like makes us go back to that to like create a feeling. And
Yeah.
the best thing you can do for that, it's like blocking out someone toxic in your life. You just have to block it out, even if it's someone you don't know online and like there's nothing personal in it, there's just something about their content that brings you down. It's okay to like remove this person from your social media feed, if it's just bringing you like negative emotions and making you like compare yourself. And also, I think, everyone does talk about like don't compare yourself, everything on social media is fake, like take it with a grain of salt. But also, it is a normal feeling to compare yourself. I think you shouldn't feel like if you're getting into that headspace, feel like absolutely awful about yourself if you are comparing yourself too, because it is a normal feeling. We all do it. I think just the extent and how you cope with it is what really matters. Like if you find yourself kind of treading in those comparison waters and being like, oh, I wish like I looked more like her. I wish I was doing more of what she's doing. Ask yourself, is this something like I could attain? And is it like an inspiring comparison where it's like, oh, I really love her haircut. I wonder if I'd look good with that haircut. Or, I love that she's like going down this career path. I think that would be something that interests me. Or is it like that negative comparison of, I will never look like that. I will never be able to achieve those things. Then you have to take a step back and really find methods of how to take yourself out of that space, because otherwise it just like will continue to build and build and build.
Exactly. Like, is it productive or not? Is it attainable or not? Can you make realistic goals and take realistic steps to attain that or not? Is it something you really want for yourself, or is it something that you feel like the world is pressuring you into, or your friends or your family
Right.
is pressuring you into? How do you think I got red hair? You know, I see somebody online, I'm like, wow, she looks really beautiful. I wonder if I would look good with red hair. Or wow, that style of jean looks really cute. I wonder if that would look good on me. Wow, that foundation looks really good on her. I wonder if it would look good on me. It's natural to compare yourself and to want to know if it would work for you. But like you said, is it too toxic? Is it unattainable? Is it unrealistic? Are you doing it because you feel like you have to do it, or is it because it's what you
Right.
really want? Like, take a step back and do some internal assessment, because it's not healthy to constantly be chasing after, you know, what somebody else has. We have to learn how to appreciate what we do have.
Yep.
That's, you know, and I know that sometimes that's hard. I've come from a lot of hardship. It was really hard at different points in my life to be grateful for what I had, because at many times I didn't have anything. But comparing myself constantly to things that just I could never achieve, like in a million years, you know, and I believe that you can set your mind to anything, but just these unrealistic lifestyles and unrealistic goals and not thinking of ways to make them my own ruined me. When I took a step back and I was able to come up with goals that would work for me and put it in alignment with my own passions, you know, my own desires, that's when life became enjoyable. because then it was like productive comparison, you know, like, oh, this
Totally.
person inspires me, like you inspire me. How can I be like that? I want to be like
Yeah.
that, but not in a toxic way, not in a competitive way. Like, I feel inspired. I feel encouraged. I feel motivated. That's the kind of comparison that I feel like is healthy to have in your life.
Totally. And like, if you are feeling yourself getting into that jealousy or that toxic comparison, take that step back and, you know, don't beat yourself down for having those feelings because they are normal human feelings to have. But just think, why am I feeling this way? If you feel jealous of someone else's accomplishments, is it because you too would love to get to that place? And can you turn that into an inspiration? Or is it, you know, an insecurity you're feeling? Or like, I encourage you to dive deeper into that because that's the only way to really like get out of it. I know for myself, I've always been the person who wants to do everything and all things all at once. And I have like, I look at some people, I'm like, wow, that would be so cool to do that. And my parents would always say, like, Lavinia, you always want to do things that you're seeing other people doing. And I really had to, you know, like, it would be so cool to be like a pop star, let's say, right? But was that something that I've been like setting myself up for, or did I kind of go down like a different career path, a different like path in my hobbies? That's what I chose. So I can't really compare myself to someone who's doing like a completely different thing. Or, you know, in school, I remember last year, a bunch of my friends had graduated and I went to their graduation ceremony and I felt like, wow, like I almost felt like I should be there with them, you know, graduating at the same time. And then I had to take that step back and think, well, I'm doing an extra year because I'm taking a dual degree. Like that's normal. If anything, I'm finishing it faster than I should be, but I'm still not graduating with them, which felt like, wow, I should be there with them, you know, and I felt like bad about myself for that. But then I had to realize, wait, I'm doing a completely different thing. I'm going down a different path for them. So of course I'm not graduating at the same time with them. And that's okay. And no one else had those thoughts. Like no one was looking at me and being like, look at Lavinia, she's not graduating with them, because they all knew I was in a different degree stream, right? But it's those internal thoughts that we have. And even with content, I'll compare myself to people who do a completely different niche that I would never, you know, have joy filming those types of videos or doing those types of things. But like naturally you compare yourself and you think like, what if I was doing that? Could I like achieve this if I was doing that? And you have to kind of think, okay, bring it back to yourself and, you know, what are you doing that's bringing you joy? And what, like, bring it back to your path that you're setting yourself up on and stop letting, like, all these different people's paths, like, you know, influence that.
Exactly. It's like working in a hospital is not like Grey's Anatomy. And thank God, because there would be a crisis every 5 minutes. You know, where's George? These are the questions that we have to ask. You know, I think about all the times that I did the same thing, comparing myself to where I am in my life and how I'm not at the same point as other people. You know, well, maybe I'm not in my career right now. That's okay. You know, oh well, I should get married because everybody else my age has gotten married. And then what happened? I got a divorce. You know, like these are the like you don't have to be anywhere anybody else is. You have to figure out where you need to be. Where do you belong? What's going to work best for you? You don't have to wear contacts because everybody wears contacts and you have glasses. If you like glasses better, then wear glasses. I hate touching my eyeball, so I'm not going to wear contacts. You know, if you don't like wearing mascara and doing heavy eye makeup looks, then don't do that. If that's not what works good for you, then don't do that. If you don't like wearing certain necklines, don't wear that certain neckline. It doesn't matter what's trendy or Y2K or what's popular, what's popular, what's popular. Buy this, buy this. You don't need to buy anything. You don't need anything that anybody is selling you at all. Figure out what you want. You know, like there's so much out there being shoved down your throat. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to buy. You need to have this. You need to have that. You no. Don't, like, even as someone that is on social media and doing advertisements, I'm always intentional about communicating when a product really worked for me and emphasizing the fact that, hey, listen, everybody's different. Everybody's skin is different. Even if it does work for me, listen, it might not work for you. Put in the comments if it didn't. If this product didn't work for you, that's okay. You don't need to buy it. Figure out what works best for you. It's not about what everybody else says.
And I think that's so, a lot of like the makeup trends we've been seeing recently, like you should be doing your makeup like according to your contrast, or you should be doing your makeup based on like your celebrity look like, or you should. It's fun. Like I love trying these different makeup trends, but some days I love doing like full glam, unrecognizable makeup. And some days I love doing like a soft, natural glam, and I just like to switch it up. Like I don't really have like a signature makeup look that I always do to look a certain way. I switch it up all the time because that's what's fun about makeup for me. But I know like I have so many friends who just like do not enjoy doing makeup at all. Like at all, at all. They just like don't like it. Or they only do very certain steps of their makeup routine, and that's it. And I'm over here doing like all the 30 steps
Like
because
nine
I
times
enjoy
out of
it. Yeah.
10, I'm going to work, no makeup on. Hair in a claw clip like this. I'm wearing a t-shirt and jeans and disgusting shoes. I don't really care as much about what I'm looking like because in my job, I'm gonna get dirty
Yep.
as, you know, as all hell. So I
Yep.
think, yeah, like some people are just different and that's okay. Like I don't like doing a full face of makeup to go to work. I love doing makeup otherwise. And a lot of the time you see me on the internet, you know, like I have, yeah, I'll change my shirts for videos or I'll do my hair a certain way and I'll put on jewelry. But that's, I always share, like, that's not what I look like all the time. This is what I look like for my clients. This is what I look like at home. This is how my hair looks. I mean, there's literally sand in it right now. I wish you could see it looks like dandruff. It's so terrible. Like, it's
But
not
hey,
prim and proper.
did you have fun at the beach?
Of course, I had a great time at the beach.
Exactly.
Makeup free, skin out, glowing, because that's what it's all about.
Exactly. And I think like even for me, like the town I grew up in, like it's not like the most like fashion forward, you know, it's not a New York, you know, like people just are casual here and that's fine, but I've always loved dressing up like, you know, more elevated style. So I would wear that to school because in the morning or even to work, like it would make me happy to pick out my outfit and you know, do that because that was just part of the things that made me happy to set up my day. And I remember one time going to work and my boss was like, Lavinia, why are you like so dressed up? And I'm like, do not take this from me. Like, this is what motivated me to get up in the morning. Do not take this from me, right? But it's hard on both ends when you see people like dressed a certain way, whether it's like more dressy or more casual. But I think at the end of the day, you have to do what makes you feel good. Like, for me, it was always if I have on a good outfit, I feel good. Like, at work, mind you, I worked like in an office, so it was like very different setting, so you have to look at that as well. But even like going out with friends, we could do like a casual dinner. I love like putting together a cute little outfit, you know, and I don't care that my friends want to wear something more casual, that's what they feel comfortable in. But you also want to make sure that you're feeling good in your outfit. Like, I hate when people are telling me like, oh, why are you so dressed up? It's like, well, this is what I feel good in, you know. So yeah, like you said, wear what you want and find the things that make you comfortable. And again, not that I wear that every day. It's just like when I go out and leave the house, I like to like put together an outfit, but I'm not always putting together an outfit if I'm just going to be sitting at home working that day or studying,
Yeah,
whatever it
my
is.
favorite types of videos that I see online are like the sort of situations that you talk about where, you know, you're going out with your friends and here they are dressed all casual and then you're kind of a little bit more dressed up. And I love the videos where it shows that internal perspective of the
Right.
person that's dressed up looking at their comfy friends and being like, man, they look so comfy. Like
Right.
that looks like such a good time. Like they didn't spend hours getting ready. Maybe I should have done that. And then the people that are all cozy looking at their friend who's all dressed up, like, man, I wish that I would have dressed up more. You know, she looks so beautiful. And
Yeah.
that's just what we do all the time. The people that have curly hair want their hair straight. And the people that have straight hair want their hair curly. The people that have acne want clear. Like it's just, we're always doing it. And I know that what kind of sparked this whole conversation was a caption that I had put, which was actually a quote from Theodore Roosevelt, that comparison is the thief of joy. And that was something that was said to me a really, really long time ago. I don't even remember under what context, but it's something that sat with me forever because it is so true. Comparison is the thief of joy. We talk
Yep.
about with social media, like our follower counts going up and down. You know, I had to learn, like you were talking about, we were talking about sometimes your content doesn't serve someone anymore, and that's okay. If
Yep.
five people walked in this room right now, I'd probably scream, that's a lot of people. Why are you in my house? You know, let alone 99,500 people. They're not fitting in here. Okay. That's too many people. It doesn't matter that it's not a million. If it was a
Right.
hundred, I would be astounded. And sometimes that number goes down, and that's okay. If my content doesn't serve you anymore, if you feel like it's repetitive for you and it's not hitting that spot, God bless. I hope you find content that is uplifting and encouraging and
Totally.
is helping you reach your goals. Amazing. That's just how it is. You know, it's not on me. It doesn't reflect on me. You know, do what makes you happy. Follow what makes you happy. That's okay. I don't need to sit there and compare myself to the people that have millions of followers and thousands of likes, as long as I'm making a difference, as long as the people that are connecting with me feel like they're being heard, that they have a voice, that my message is well received. That's all that matters.
Totally. And I think it always goes in like a train effect. Like, you're comparing yourself to the person, you know, let's say you have 10,000 followers, you're comparing yourself to the person with 100,000. They're comparing themselves to the person with 1 million. And the person who hasn't even started is comparing themselves to you. Like, it's always going to be, there's always someone else who's going to be comparing themselves to your achievements. And I think sometimes we look up to certain people and think, man, They have it all figured out. But then if you were to sit down and actually have a conversation with them, you'd realize very quickly like they have so many things that they're insecure about, that they feel they haven't achieved yet, that they're comparing themselves to. It's always that way. There's no one human that doesn't have these bad thoughts about themselves and thinking that they're not enough in certain situations. It's just, I think some of us learn how to cope with these feelings a bit more and do these exercises and have these conversations to take, those bad moments and make them brief and turn them into, something inspiring. Like if you can, as we mentioned earlier, take something and be inspired by it, that's great. But I think also with that quote, comparison is the thief of joy, I think it holds so much power because there's so many times in life that we are so excited that we've achieved something or so excited that we bought something or whatever it is. And we hold on to that joy until we see someone with something better or doing something greater. Like you could reach a milestone on social media or get that like new salary, like a higher salary you've been looking for. You're so happy with it until you see the person next to you got a higher salary or reached a higher follower count or bought the even better bag that just came out, whatever it is. Until you look on the outside is when you were like, oh, wait, maybe my thing isn't as cool as exciting as I thought it should be, Or if someone else in your life isn't as excited as you are about your new accomplishment, right? Like that's a sense of comparison too, because you're feeling like, oh, well, maybe it's not. I shouldn't be this happy about it, right? So when you take it external, that's when, you start minimizing your achievement or where you're at in life, even though when you first looked at it, you were really happy with it.
And I think there will always be somebody that you think is more successful or smarter or more beautiful or more. But there will never be anybody that is you. There will never be anybody that is you making the people that you make smile, making the memories the way that you make memories, the impact that you have as a person on somebody's life, the life that you live. There's nobody that is going to be you.
Yeah, totally. And I think this is like a really, I mean, speaking like from our perspective, like an interesting time in our lives. I know I've talked to you about this. Like, I just finished all my classes and I felt so lost with where to go and comparing myself instantly to everyone else doing all these crazy things and thinking, okay, how am I going to get there? How am I going to do these things? And I had to really look internally and think, okay, well, let's look at how much I've done so far. Let's stop looking at like what everything I have to do in the future. Let's look at like what I've done so far and everything I've done to get me here. And that really helped and just kind of slowing down because it's hard. Like right now, all my friends work a 9-to-5 job. I just finished all my courses. I'm working a very like unconventional job doing social media. But I felt those pressures like, am I making a mistake going down this career path while they're doing something stable, right? And I'm sure they like sometimes probably compare themselves to me, thinking, well, Lavinia kind of built this up for herself while I'm going down this career path, Not only that, like we're all at such different places, like relationships. Like I have a friend who just got engaged, last year, and I've known her since we were 15. So there's that pressure of like, and she's even had these conversations with me of like, we're all at such different places in our lives that it's almost impossible to not compare ourselves, but also it is impossible to compare because we're at such different places in our lives, and we're all doing such different things. So I think that's like also a complicated time because everyone's just doing such different things. I think when you finish school, at least in like our case, you finish school and you're all kind of like in the same place, and then you all go in such different paths that it's easy to not compare yourself. I know I was talking to a friend yesterday who did her undergrad, and now she really doesn't know what she wants to do next. She has no idea, and she's hasn't known for a while, and she feels that pressure, either from like seeing her friends go into master's programs or get full-time jobs, or maybe her parents or her siblings, like whatever the case is. But she doesn't want to rush into anything because she really just doesn't know where she wants to go next, and that's okay. But I think there's that pressure on us all the time to make that decision and know and plan out for the future so far ahead exactly like what we want our life to look like. But there's also beauty in like not knowing and figuring out along the way. And also, you can't plan out anything because things change so quickly.
No, absolutely. I feel like the biggest takeaways are like, this is a very normal experience. This is the normal feeling that you will experience throughout many phases of your life. I can think back to any transitionary period, any big decision, comparison was involved. Comparison is such a common feeling, and that's okay, but take the time to figure out what is your reality. You can trial different things. You can wake up at 5 a.m. and do the gym grind or make the smoothies or do the
Yep.
juices and take the cold showers or do the runs for so long. You can try these things out and just see what feels best to you. If journaling feels good, then do that. If music
Yep.
feels good, then do that. If you find joy, if joy is sparked for you by styling your outfits instead of just wearing clothes, then do that. Find what makes you feel motivated, what makes you feel passionate. Don't just do it because everybody else is doing it and then commit your life to being miserable, living a lifestyle that you hate. Trial things out. It's okay to use comparison to test different lifestyles and find which one, which one you finally land on, which one is yours, because it's going to be your own. Figure out what your life will look like because you're not living anybody else's. The only life you're living is yours.
Yep, totally. And I think when you do have those feelings creep in of jealousy or comparison, that toxic comparison, kind of create that routine for yourself of what you can do to like pull yourself out of it. Whether it's just reflecting on like, what feeling am I feeling? Like, why am I jealous of seeing this person's accomplishment? Like, is it because this is somewhere I would love to get? Pick up the phone, have a conversation with someone, write it down. Talk, like, if you have a therapist you're seeing, like, talk to them about it. I think it's, but don't feel like shamed for having those feelings of jealousy, because sometimes, even with the closest people in our lives, you see a friend have an accomplishment or someone you fall in line, even if you are so happy for them, you can sometimes have those feelings creep in of like, I'm so happy for them, but there's that small part of me that also wishes I was in that position, and it's okay to have those feelings, but make sure that when you have them, like, work through them and think of like why you're having them, and let instead of just like letting it spiral, because that is what really will create that like resentment and jealousy even further towards like the person online or even the person in your life. I don't know, like, do you have any? I know for me, like, the most important thing is just reflecting on like where I'm at and where I want to be, where I want to get to. Like, is that thing that I'm comparing myself to actually something that would spark me joy, kind of like as we talked about too? But what do, like, in those situations when you feel those negative thoughts creeping in?
I was told something once from someone a couple years back, and it's that the, it's a common phrase that we've heard a lot, but it was applied to this sort of context that how the grass is always greener on the other side. And I just kind of really took that to heart because if you break it down, what it's essentially saying is that even though everything on the outside might look great, it might look like an amazing life, it might look, wow, their skin is so clear. Their hair is so perfect. Their lifestyle is so amazing. They're traveling. They're doing all these things. What you see on the outside doesn't say anything about what is going on in the inside. Their heart could not be in the right place. Their head can be in a bad place. It doesn't mean anything. What you see on the outside doesn't say anything for what's really going on inside of that person. And what's more important to me is being okay in here, in my heart and in my brain. As long as I'm okay in those places, everything else doesn't matter. Physical things, materialistic things, that doesn't matter to me. As long as everything in my head and my heart are okay, that's what matters. Doing what makes me happy and what sparks joy for me. And I always remind myself of everything that I've done, all the hard work that I've put in, all the hardships that I've been through, how my life could have taken a totally different path given the hand, the cards that I was dealt, so to speak. Things could have gone a totally different way. I mean, I could be in a very different place in my life. And I kind of use that as an opportunity to be grateful, grateful for all of the hard work that I've put in and where I am now. And just reminding myself that I had a huge role to play in getting to here. If I can do that, then I can do anything I set my mind to.
Totally. And really thinking back to, like you said, like, no one is you, and thinking back to like your individual person and how your path is carved out, everything that you've done in your life to bring you to where you are. I think that's really important to look back on, because I think so many times we can compare ourselves to other people, but realize like they were dealt different cards. They started out in different positions, and that's okay, and I think sometimes we get in this negative space where we think, oh, well, this person had this advantage, and I had to work so much harder to get here. And it's like, well, that's okay. Like, that's the position they were in, and that's the position I'm in. It's up to you as like your individual person to think, like, if I want to get there, maybe I do have to put in that extra work. I see this all the time with people online getting so mad at like Nepo babies, for taking opportunities or starting a business or starting like a music career or whatever. And I'm like, if you had all those like resources in life, wouldn't you do the same? So instead of being mad at this person for having more than you really have to look back at like, okay, but what do I have and what can I do? Like, what work can I put in to get to where I want to be, you know?
Exactly. And it's like just as much as we didn't choose the circumstances that we were born into, neither did they, right? Like it's not like I was floating around in wherever it is, you know, and was like, ah, that is the family that I want to go into. And that's the life I trust me, I would have picked something different. I'll be honest with you. But, you know, here we are. And this is the life that I've been able to make for myself with the support of those around me and the people that I've surrounded myself with. And that's an amazing accomplishment. I can't knock somebody else for a life that they were born into that they didn't choose either.
And taking whatever opportunities they have, because that's like, as people, we're always gonna take the opportunities we have and try to make them better. And I think it's really easy to, but try to, it's like the common saying, don't compare like apples to oranges, you know, like you cannot. And even someone like, I think so often too, like I think about my brother, we were literally raised in the same household. He's like my best friend. We are so completely different. So
Me and my
different. And
sister
I,
too, yeah.
yeah, so it's like you can't even compare within siblings that were raised the exact same. And I think me being the older sibling, I was like very like academically driven and like very extroverted, so I was always doing all these things. And I remember when he like went to my high school, I had graduated at that point, but some of the teachers were like, oh, are you going to be the future valedictorian, like since your sister, blah blah. And I remember having a conversation with him then, being like, you know, do you feel every like any pressure from that, like from these teachers saying that, and even with like social media and what I do online stuff. And he's like, no, because you're doing your own thing and I'm doing my own thing. And I was so happy to like hear that conversation and have that, because I think that can be hard sometimes, like even within one family, and like the parental pressures of like, especially from like a younger sibling, like, oh, well, your older sibling did this, this, and this. Yeah. And like now he's doing a degree in electrical engineering. I did a degree in chemical engineering, but we're doing such different things. And he shows me some of the projects he's working on. And I know I would have never succeed the way he is in like that major, because my brain just doesn't work in the ways his does, you know, and that's okay. And he just like knows that. It was funny, I was like trying to get him to help me film some content the other day, and he's like, I could never do this, like every day in and day out be filming everything. And it made me really realize like, I this is such like a, you know, second nature for me. It's so integrated into my life that I'm so accustomed to just picking up a camera and recording everything because it brings me joy. That's how my brain works. Whereas for him, it would like cause him extra stress. So why would he like force that upon himself to try and make videos or try to be a content creator, even though that's like what's trendy right now, when he doesn't enjoy it? He would love like a routine job that like he can go, like a 9 to 5 where he can go there, put in his time and go home, you know? Whereas I have always had like, I want to operate my own thing where I'm working most of the day, and you know, like we're just so different than that, and that's okay. But it's easy to compare, especially with people like close to you like that. But I think really taking a step back and thinking like, okay, if I were in their shoes, if I was living their life, would I be happy? I think that's like the big question to ask. Because even like, yes, I'm like, I've been traveling so much recently, and he came to visit me and he's like, oh, this is just so go, go, go. He's like, I just like to like go on a trip and just relax, you know? So maybe he would look at some of my photos and think, yeah, that's really cool that she's been to all these places. But he said to me, like, I don't think I would enjoy traveling to that extent because it would just stress
It's a
me out.
lot. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah. You can compare yourself to a picture, but then when you, or like a curated clip, but when you really dig deeper into what is required or the effort or what the experience is really like and what that atmosphere is really like, would it mesh well with your personality? Would it be, you know, a good fit for you? Like I think of all the influencer events and sometimes I look at these people going on trips. I'm like, man, we've talked about this before. I'm like, why am I getting invited? Gosh darn it, why don't you want me there? And then I think back to the one time that I ever went to an influencer event in New York, and it was so awkward. Like, and I understand that everybody's experiences are different, but just with me and my personality, I'm very outgoing, and I was in a room full of funky mix of really introverted introverts who are extroverted online and extroverted extroverts who were extroverting everywhere. And there's a DJ, and there's people that invited you that you don't even really know who they are, but they invited you there. So then you have to find them. And it's just like a lot going on. And thinking about me and who I am, as much as it looks fun and cool on paper and online to do that type of stuff, in that moment, I could not have been more stressed out. That was overwhelming. And so it's like, even if I did get invited somewhere, would I say yes? Maybe, but truthfully, do I want to go through that? Do I want to deal with all of that anxiety and the sociability and these personalities? And some of these people aren't nice in real life. You know, like not everything what you that you see online is the truth. Some people put up a facade, and yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway is just, take everything you see online with a grain of salt. And I think the biggest exercise is just like try to put yourself in that position. Imagine like your life like that and think, okay, would that actually bring me happiness? Or am I just, comparing myself and not really thinking about it? I think I've seen a lot of people too, like ask ChatGPT to like write out what they should be doing to like attain their dream life. And it's so interesting seeing these people do this exercise. I haven't tried it out personally. But seeing these people do this, it's like the littlest things. And sometimes you just need like something external to kind of help you brainstorm. But I've seen people, maybe I can link some videos down below, but you just input like, I love to do this, this, and this during my day. I would love to like have more time for this. I would love to attain this goal. What should I be doing as a day in my life to get closer to that? And it just like can spit out some ideas. Then you don't have to like take it verbatim, but it can kind of maybe help you think, okay, maybe I would enjoy like doing this type of workout over this type of workout, or structuring my day like this, or hanging out with friends in this environment over this environment, and kind of brainstorming with yourself. I think it's a cool exercise. I might have to try it out in like restructuring.
Yeah, and sometimes you need that external assistance to just like regroup and help you figure out a realistic strategy to approach your goals, because we get so caught up in this end goal of like wanting to live a certain life or look a certain way or be a certain person that we don't take the time to celebrate the steps that it takes to get there. You know,
And
it's
the
not
journey.
overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a journey to get there. It's a journey to get to that point. Not everybody has everything handed to them. A lot of us don't. And so it's going to take time and effort and energy. It's not going to be effortless. You
Yeah.
have to put in the work. You have to try. And so sometimes we need to take a step back and assess what steps it would take to get there and celebrate those small achievements, those small
Yeah.
goals, those small lifestyle changes. If you want to live your life a certain way, start by just putting a glass of water, on your bedside in the morning so it's already there for you to drink first thing, or like those little things. And there's an app I used to use it called Habit, I think it's called.
I've
And
heard of this.
yeah, so you can create like almost like an agenda with reminders, and it has beneficial suggestions of things that you can do and when to integrate them into your day to like be, the healthiest version of yourself or the most successful and help you to stay on track. Like figure out what works for you. There's different apps with timers and little notepads, and there's Notion, and there's all these different applications that can help you to stay on track and create a strategy to actually achieve your goals. It's never going to be overnight. It's not going to be, from A to B. It's going to be A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, all the way down to Z until you accomplish what you need
Yeah.
or what it is that you desire to do. And that's okay. Like it's going to be a journey with your skin. It's a journey with your lifestyle, your dream job, everything. It's not just an overnight process. So be
And
prepared.
if it,
Take some
sorry,
time. Yeah.
I was just gonna say, like, if it weren't a journey, like you said, then it wouldn't really be fulfilling. Like, if something just came to you overnight, like, you'd probably get really excited about it in the moment. But then, it's like a kid when they get a new toy, like, they're super excited about it. And then, boom, a few days later, like, couldn't care less about it. 'Cause it's just like
Yeah.
you didn't put in all those hours of work or whatever into it to like really reap the benefits. And I think,
And then everybody would have it, and
yeah,
then it wouldn't be worth it anymore. And then you find
exactly.
something else to compare.
Yeah, it's always a cycle. And I think you have to remind yourself, like, think of some times in your life where you did achieve that goal that you were really after, and how immediately you set a new goalpost.
Yeah.
And immediately there was something else you're reaching for. So you're never going to be satisfied. And I think finding joy in the journey rather than like, I'll be happy when I achieve this, I'll be happy when. Because when you get there's going to be a new thing to like chase after and try to become happy over. So try to find joy in the journey, find things in your routine, and build like your day to day the way you would want it. And I know, like, realistically speaking, we all have jobs we do. We all have things in our day that we don't like necessarily enjoy, but it's like you gotta like clean the house, you gotta like do chores, you have to clock into work. Like, that is things that maybe you don't necessarily enjoy, but you have to do. But therefore, for the rest of your day, fill it with things that you do enjoy and that do spark you joy. And I think, like, yeah, just because, like, I remember always feeling like, oh, I have to pick up running because everyone else is doing it. I hate running, let me tell you. But some people really, really love it, like, find joy in that. Whereas I had to find like different like sports and activities that I actually did enjoy and like, you know, loved going to. And yes, there's days where even with those things that I enjoy doing, sometimes I feel like, ugh, don't really feel like doing this today, you know? But that's where like that routine and like discipline and thinking like, you know, like this will make me feel better afterwards, you know? Like sometimes I don't want to go to the gym in that moment, but I know that after I go, I'm gonna feel way better, especially if I'm like super stressed that week or have like a lot of emotions built up. I know that getting some activity in will help me personally.
Yeah. And applying this to skin in classic blemish queen fashion, I think there's this notion that once your skin clears, you'll be happy too, just running with that trope. And that's so far from the truth. The moment my skin cleared, guess what? I found something new, just like setting that new goal post. It was, well, now I have these acne scars, or now I have this hyperpigmentation. It's never going to be attainable enough. It's like when you struggle with body dysmorphia and it's, well, I need to keep losing weight. I'm not slim enough, or this is wrong, or I have stretch marks here. Finding a way to be joyful as you are, regardless of everything external. Like I was saying before, having your head in the right place, having your heart in the right place is the most important and most beneficial thing that you can do for yourself. And then celebrating those small goals to achieve those external things that you find that bring you joy, that you have found align with your passions and align with your goals that work for you and aren't what the world is screaming at you to do, making it your own. That's when you'll be the happiest in your life.
Totally. No, I love that. I mean, like, these are things we talk about all the time, but I think sometimes what's not talked about as much is like how to get there, how to get like out of those mindsets, that it's okay to like feel these things, you know, and just how to turn like those negative thoughts into like more positive action in the end. So, yeah, thank you, Nicole, so much for joining me in this episode of Loud Talk. I think, you know, this is a topic we talk about all the time, and I was like, why not press record and get it out there? But yeah, thank you so much to everyone who joined in. Of all of Nicole's, the Blemish Queen. Her at's down below. Make sure to follow her. She makes amazing content. I love her so much. But yeah, that is it for this episode. And you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone. That is it for this episode of Loud Talk. I hope you enjoyed. And if you did, make sure to subscribe to the Loud Talk with Lavi channel on YouTube for the video version. We do record video every week. So make sure to go watch that to see our faces while we're talking and just be part of the conversation even more. And make sure to comment down below what you would like to see on the channel, who you would like to see on the channel next, and what topics you would love me to get loud about. We do post the audio versions on Spotify and Apple and all streaming platforms, along with the video version on YouTube every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. I'm really getting back into the podcast thing, so thank you for being part of the Loud Talk community, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Love you guys, and remember to tell yourself some love about your skin today. Bye.